Okay, we are up to Mitzvah Kuf Beis, Mitzvah 102. As we continue here in Parsha Tetzave, a couple of more mitzvahs in Tetzave, says the Chinuch, Mitzvah Achilas Basar Chatas V'Asham. It's the mitzvah of eating Chatas and Asham, meaning the mitzvah of eating Kodshei Kodshim, as we will see the Chinuch says. Just to note, before we get into defining this mitzvah of Kodshei, eating Kodshei Kodshim, one should note that there are other mitzvos that the Chinuch counts that are related. First of all, there's an isser of a non-Kohen eating these karbanos. If a non-Kohen eats kachi kachim, so then that is an isser d'oraisa. The Rambam quotes this in Mitzvah Kuf, Lo Sase Kuf Memches. The Chinuch also quotes it later. I'll read it to you from the Rambam. Shiz Hiranu Shalo Lechol Zar Mibsar Kachi Kachim. V'Rama Yisala V'Zor Lo Yochal Ki Kodesh Heim V'Enim Chayim Malkes Ashi Yochal Ba'Zor Achaz Rikas Hadam. Okay, so mitzvah number one that's related to this mitzvah of eating kachi kachim is the Lo Sase of a Zar of Yisrael eating kachi kachim. We know kachi kachim could only be eaten by male kahanim. They can't be eaten by their wives, right? Only Zichrei Kahuna. But that is one mitzvah that relates. There is another mitzvah that the Chinuch counts and the Rambam counts of eating karbanos, and that is eating the leftovers of the karban mincha. We know we started learning Maseches Menachos in the Daf Yomi, and when one takes halves of karban mincha made out of flour, and we take a little bit of it, what fits under my middle three fingers, the Kohen does kamitzah, and he burns that on the Mizbeach, the rest of it is eaten by the Kohanim. That's also a mitzvah Saseh Daraisa, in mitzvah Kuf Lamed Dalet in the Chinuch. Shenetz Tavu HaKohanim Le'echol Shiyari Menachos. Mitzvah Saseh, a mincha is also kachi kachim. But it's a different mitzvah than this one. This mitzvah that we're doing today is the mitzvah of eating kachi kachim, chatas, and asham, as we'll see if anything else is included. But there's the separate mitzvah of eating a karban mincha, that is mitzvah kuf lamed dalet in the chinuch. Klomar, achar shef rishayu mimenu, masha him maktirin b'mizbeach, after we separate from it, what we burn in the mizbeach, sheyochlu heim kol hashar, that they should eat whatever's left, shenemar, as the pasuk says, actually in this week's parsha. Right, that is a separate mitzvah. So related to this mitzvah, there's another mitzvah of eating karban mincha. There's an aveira that a zar is not allowed to eat kachi kachim. But today we're going to focus on the mitzvah of kohanim eating kachi kachim. Mitzvah achilas basar chatas va'ashim. So here we go. Shenitztavu akohanim lechol basar ksas min akarbanos. The kohanim are commanded to eat the meat of some karbanos. Kegon hachatas v'ha'ashim. For example, chatas and asham. Shneamar alehem, as it says about them, va'achlu osom asher kupar bohem, as it says in Tesava, the Kohanim should eat that which achieves atonement through them, that achieves kapara, so where's kapara? Chatas and asham. Ba'alchet, they come for averis, v'yarmu zacharim levracha, and the Chazal said in Maseches Pesachim, and elsewhere, Kohanim ochlim, ubailim iskaprim. The Kohanim eat, and the bailim through their eating, achieve kapara. Obviously, this kapara by the Zrikas Adam also. But the Gemara says that part of the eating of the Kohanim, well, the eating of the Kohanim also helps achieve kapara. The fact that this is part of the kapara has at least two different ramifications halachically. The Torah Tamim on our Pasuk, when the Torah Tamim quotes this Chazal, so in the footnote he says, V'nafgamina bazel le'inyin shemutar makohanim lechol habasar kishahem b'bigdei kahuna. As we spoke about a couple of days ago, I think it was Mitzvah 99, Big Day Kahuna. Big Day Kahuna, the Kohanim will have to wear the special begadim. We had a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Are they allowed to wear their Big Day Kahuna when they're not doing the Avodah? That's a machlokas. The Rambam says no, the Ravid says yes. Why? Because the Avnet has Shanas in it. So maybe only during Shas Avodah, because that's the Dachalosase. What about when they're eating the Karbanos in the Azara? They're eating the Chatas, they're eating the Asham. So do they have to change clothing before they eat it? Says the Torah Tzvima, no. You know why? Because this is part of the Avodah. This, it says, they achieve kapara while they eat. So, it must be that they don't have to change out of the Bitei Kahuna to eat. Without this, the Bailam don't get kapara if the meat is there. Va'amnam, the Torah Tzvima does note, im nitma habasar, o na'asen nosar, o yatza chutzlim komo, kodem shenechal, if something happens to the meat after the entire Avodah is done, miskaprin Bailam below achilasan. The achila is only ma'akev when it is potentially there. But if it's ruined, let's say the meat gets lost, but the entire avodah was done, there was already zrikas adam, and then it gets lost, I don't have to bring another carbon chatos or a carbon asham. It's already achieved. But when they're doing it, it is part of the kapara process, and therefore one would be able to eat it in their begadim. That is nafkamina number one, the fact that it is kapara. Nafkamina number two is not really nafkamina, it's just a havamina of a nafkamina. The Gemara says in Maseches Erechin, a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says there, hakol chayavin, blank, blank, blank. It goes through 10 different mitzvahs. Everybody's chayav in this mitzvah, and what's the chiddush? Even these people. So one is hakol chayavin b'mikra megillah, kohanim levim v'yisraelim. What's the chiddush? The kohanim even have to stop doing their avoda when the time for mikra megillah comes, right? In Yana Dioma. And then, the one that's important for us, hakol chayavin b'zimun, kohanim levim v'yisraelim. Everyone is chayiv in zimun, making a mezumin after they eat. Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Ask the Gemara, Pshita, what's the chiddush of that? Of course, everybody has to do zimun. If you eat three people, you have to make a zimun. Lo tzricha d'achli kachim. Oh, the chiddush is, if the Kohanim are making a zimun, they're eating kachim. Salkadai d'chamina v'achlo osam asher kupar v'ahem amarachmana v'ha kaparahi. Kamash malan v'achalta v'savata amarachmana v'ha isnehu. Unbelievable havamina. You would have thought that the Kohanim are pater from benching? Even sounds like from benching, possibly. What benching? You don't have to bench on karbanos. Maybe they had a meat sandwich. They had a chata sandwich. They took a piece of steak and put it into a sandwich. That's not pashtus. Unless you say, oh, it's only about zimun. Doesn't sound like it's only about the zimun element, because what's the chiddush? V'yachalta v'savata v'ha'isu. It sounds like it's all about benching. The Torah Shleimer of Kasher, in a footnote, he says, what an unbelievable havamina. There's a havamina that if the Kohanim are having a meal that's based on their karbanos, because their kavana is not to satiate their stomach, but their kavana is to do a mitzvah. That's not called v'achalta v'savata. V'achalta usually means k'tei sviya. That's your kavana, to satiate yourself. Even with the best intentions. But there's a havamina that the Kohanim wouldn't have to bench. Pashas of the Gemara. Kamash Milan, they do, because Lamaisa, they had Hana. They got benefit of Yechalda Visavata. But that whole Havamina is only because that Achilas Kache Kachim is defined as a bringing Kapara, and that's why the Gemara would have thought that way. But again, if you want to look at more of the explanations of this Havamina, you can look at the Torah Shlema, it's Os Tzadik Vav. Oh, Tzadik Vav, he can't believe it. He can't believe it. He says, what if you have a meal of just matzah? Or if you're eating in the Sukkah, is there a Havamina doing the mitzvah there too? So what's the Havamina? Okay, it's a very difficult Havamina, but either way, whatever it is, it comes out of this mitzvah. Okay, so that is the Gemara in Erechin and the Torah Tamima. So we continue now. Says the Chinuch, the Inyan Maisa HaChatas. The issue when it comes to a Chatas is as follows. The Ha'asham. Echa you osin osan, umacham muzman achilasam, how they ate it and where they ate it, b'seder shalom nechtaven b'ez Hashem. We'll get to the details, b'ez Hashem, at the beginning of Ayikra, all about the details of Chatas and Ha'asham specifically, those karbanas. V'klau hadavar, the general rule is, shakal basar karban achatas v'ha'asham, hayanecha l'zichrei kuda b'azara. All the fats of the Chatas and the Ashim were burned to the Mizbeach. The meats of the Kachi Kachim were eaten by the male Kahanim in the Azara. Chutz b'nei murachben, but the fats were not. Vein l'bayla mem klum. The owners of the Karbanas do not eat. If I bring a Chatas to the base of Migdash, I do not eat any of it. It all goes to the Kohanim. I'm a Yisrael, and therefore I can't eat Kachi Kachim. It's off limits for me. V'sham yisparish gamke mahenei murin. And later on I'll tell you know what the fats are. U'bichlau mitzvahs asei ze gamkein, sheyoch. So now the Rambam is saying, the Chinuch is saying another level. This is a two-tiered mitzvah, the Chinuch is telling us. This was part one up until now. Now the Chinuch is telling us part two. Also included in this mitzvah, but it's obviously a secondary level in his formulation, and he gets us, we'll see in the Rambam also. U'bichlal mitzvah asei zeh gamkein, sheyochlu chelkam hamagia aleihem mikol ha-karbanos shenikram kachim kalim. Even Kachim Kalim, Shlamim, Toda, other Karbanas that are in the Kachim Kalim category, that also, the Kohen gets a certain portion of those, he gets the Chazi V'shok of the Karban Shlamim, different parts of the animal, but the owner gets the rest of it, that also is included in this mitzvah. V'chein Achilas Truma Bechlala Mitzvah, also Achilas Truma. But it's clear that tier one of this mitzvah is Kachi Kachim. Tier two of the mitzvah is kachim kalim and even shruma he puts in. V'ulam, ein achilas kachim kalim v'shruma kamo achilas basar chadas v'asham. He emphasizes it. It's not the same. Why? Sheba achilas kastas v'asham tushlam kapara samaskaper. Because eating a shlamim does nothing for kapara. Shlamim is not there for kapara. A toda is not there for kapara. So therefore it says the chinuch, based on the words of the Rambam, only Chatas and Ashav have that real level of mitzvah ta'asei daraisa, and this is included. It's nigrar. K'mosh amar zecharim levracha, kohanim ochlim ma'alam eskaprim. V'achilas kashikalim, v'truma lo yosef lo yigra, b'mitzvahs hamakriv v'hanosei. Okay, let's talk for a moment about how many mitzvahs are counted here. So the Rambam is clear, he counts one mitzvah. The Chinuch, the Rambam as well. The Chinuch follows the Rambam, and the Rambam in Mitzvah Zasei Peites says, Shetziva hakoanim lechol besar kachim. Klomar, hachatas v'ha'asham, shem kachi kachim. And he quotes the Pasuk, and he quotes the Medrash, kohanim ochlim ma'alam miskaprim, b'tzanai mitzvah zu shehi achila shehi mitzvah. And then he continues in the second paragraph of the mitzvah. Amnam, shav kachim, klomar kachim kalim, hinehen yochlu v'sheyam v'alai l'echad, zulasi todiv al nazir, v'yavo b'shem kachim kalim, v'tochlena hanashim, v'achilasam gamkein nigreres achar ha-mitzvah. It's also thrown in here, but it's also clear from the Rambam. As the Chinuch followed him, this is not on the same level, because it doesn't achieve kapara. Only the achila that achieves kapara is going to be the full mitzvah saseh daraisa, but not kachim kalim. That is the Rambam. If you look in the mitzvah samelech, Rabbi Cement here on this mitzvah, he points out that there's really a three-way machlokas rishonim. How many mitzvahs should be counted here? The Rambam, as we said, quotes one mitzvah, kachim kachim, and kachim kalim included also, but he's not so excited about including kachim kalim, so to speak. But if you look in the Ramban, where is this Ramban? This is the first Ramban that he says that the Rambam forgot. We know that the Ramban argues on a bunch of mitzvahs of the Rambam, and at the end of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says, these are the 20 mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot. There are 17 mitzvahs. 17 mitzvahs I say that the Ramban says that the Rambam forgot to count, meaning he deleted 17 of the Rambam's mitzvahs, so he's got to add in another 17. Because everybody agrees there are 248 assays and 365 los assays. That's muskam lakol. That everybody agrees to. The question is, what are they? So the Ramban knocked off 17 of the Rambam, so he has to add in another 17. The first one that he adds in is Shenitztavinu Lecho Meiser Sheni Ubechoros B'Yerushalayim Lefnei HaKel Yisala. This mitzvah. It's mitzvahs asay to eat Meiser Sheni and Kachei Kalim in Yerushalayim. And he says, at the end of that paragraph, he says, Nisba'er, ki achilas ha-kachim le-bailim, u le-ro'i le-achlon, asay, u kemoshu asay le-kohanim ba-achatos va-shamos, kachu be-bailim b'chelek ha-roi lehem. And he's talking about Kachei Kalim. So Pasha says, this is also, the Rabbah counts it as a separate mitzvah. And not only is he included as a separate mitzvah to eat Kachei Kalim, he includes Yisraelim in this mitzvah. Not only Kohanim. The Rambam doesn't say a word about Yisraelim. The Ramban includes Yisraelim in this mitzvah based on a different pasuk. It's a different pasuk. It's a different pasuk. But that's the Ramban. So again, the Rambam, it's one mitzvah, and it's Kohanim, Kachi Kachim first tier, Kachi Kalim second tier. The Ramban, separate mitzvah saseh daraisa, Kachi Kalim, and he even includes Yisraelim, but it's based on a different pasuk. One more source, and the Achronim, if you can look in the Minchas Chinuch, in Os Aleph, Dibur HaMaskel V'hine, the Minchas Chinuch notes that the Chinuch and the Rambam don't say a word about Yisraelim. Not a word about Yisraelim. Are the Yisraelim in the mitzvah? If I eat part of my shlomim that I bring, do I get a mitzvah asay? So he says the Rambam and the Chinuch are silent. But he quotes that our Ramban, and he says Mefurish Rashi. Rashi im Sachim and Dafnun Tes. Rashi says on Dafnun Tes of an Aleph, he quotes our pasuk va'achlu osom asher kupar bohem alma achilas kachim asehi bein hanechalim lekohanim bein hanechalim liyisrael. Unbelievable. Rashi is even more extreme than the Ramban. Rashi says our pasuk includes Yisraelim, includes Bailim, meaning the same Mechayiv, it's the same source of Chayiv. So the Mitzvah of Melech lines all these three mitzvahs, these three shittas up and say, what's the lundus behind them? So he says, let's take each one. Take Rashi first. Rashi says everything's included in our pasuk, meaning midine hakarban is not only to do the avodas of the karban, but is also for every karban to be eaten by its proper people who can eat it. The Kohanim or the Yisraelim, it all flows from the same source. The Chiyuv of Achilas Karbanis. That's how Rashi and Psachim Nuntes could say that even a Yisrael eating Kachei Kalim comes from this pasuk of Achlo Osam Asher Kupar Bohem. The Rambam, no, it's only Kohanim. And not only Kohanim, Kachei Kachim is really included. Meaning it's only a function of Kapara. If it's not Mechaper, you have a heter to eat it. but there's no mitzvah really involved. Okay, it's nigrar into the mitzvah, but it's not a real bona fide mitzvah involved, and that's why it's not counted. The Ramban fundamentally agrees with the Rambam. As a function of the mitzvah of the karban, only kachim kachim. There's a different pasuk in the Torah that says there's a mitzvah to eat daraisa. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah. There's a mitzvah to eat this. There's a mitzvah to eat kashe kalam. But not focusing on the mechayev is not the karban, because that's why explains the mitzvah samelach. The Ramban counts it from a separate pasuk. Okay, you can look more here if you want to look. The machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban and Rashi, three shitas how to count the mitzvahs related to eating kashe kalam and kashe kach. Okay, we continue now with the chinuch. What's the shorsh behind this mitzvah of the Kohanim eating karbanos? Hayisoda kavu etzleinu, as we've said 20 times already, ki kol pe'ulos hakarbanos lahachshir machshavoseinu v'kavanoseinu latov. Everything we do in life, and specifically in the Beis HaMikdash, is supposed to influence us. Ula hashpil nefesh ha-mitzav esher banu. And to lower our desirous nature. Ula hagdil ula chazik nefesh ha-seichel al-mitzvahs. To make our intellect and our neshama overpower our guf. V'yalkein, and therefore, it's tavinu lehisnaig b'chol inyanei habayis. V'ar kabad is derach maila v'derach kula v'kavad. We have to treat everything about the Beis HaMikdash in a special way. L'man tanuach b'lvavenu yireh v'anava v'shiflas haruach. So that we can be properly inspired. And therefore, u'be'emes, ki min hanhagas ha-kavad ala karban sh'akapara tluya bo, li'oso nechal ala mashar seba'atzmam. It's only appropriate that the karbanos that are there to do something for us, to give us kapara, it's only appropriate that the ones that are helping to bring that kapara benefit from that karban. And that's why only the kohanim can benefit, not me. Because they're helping me achieve kapara, so they're the ones that get to partake of this eating. Many of the Bali Musar, Rav Stornbach just has it in one line on our pasuk. He says, you know what the message is that you see from this mitzvah? You could turn an achila into a mitzvah. You would have thought, you know what you have to do to achieve Kedusha? You have to fast. You have to torture yourself. You can't eat much. Maybe that's what other religions believe. But we believe that eating is a sanctification. We can eat in a sanctified way. Gam achila gashmis, kasher ha'ochel v'anechal him kedoshim, hari achili chelek me'akrevas hakarban. As Jews, we know there's so much eating in our religion. But it's not because we're a gashmis religion, but it's we try to sanctify all of our eating. Every time we have a yontif, besides one, we have a seuda. We have a seuda at night, we have a seuda by day. That's how we show our appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by a physical celebration, but it's all in a sanctified way. That's what we learn from Va'achlu Osam Asher Kupar Bahem. There's a beautiful line that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in a few places, in Chelek Beis, in Hilchos Brachas HaMazon, and in Hilchos Seuda, from the Shla HaKadosh. The Shla HaKadosh says, if everything we eat is specifically L'Shem Shemayim, to help me be healthy, to make me be a better Oved Hashem, then every single thing we put into our mouth has the status, in some way, of a Seudas Mitzvah. We think there's Seudas Mitzvah, a Siyum, a Shabbos, but, you know, otherwise, I'm not. It's just Stam a meal. Says the Shlach Kadosh, everything could be a Seudas Mitzvah, if we just have the proper perspective. That's the Shlach Kadosh quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, but that's the message of this Mitzvah. And he continues, Dini HaMitzvah, Bebkoma, Narech Bahem, when we get up to the details of the Mitzvah, we'll be Marech on them when we get there. The Mitzvah applies during the Beis HaMikdash by males. By males. So again, the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph says, what do you mean by males? He himself, on another level, includes Kachi Kalim. Kachi Kalim can be eaten by women. And that's why he says, Vahanira, in the third paragraph, in Os Aleph, he says, it must be, the Minchas Chinuch says, it must be according to the Chinuch, even though they're included. When he includes the second tier of Kachi Kalim, it must be that it's a heter and not a mitzvah. And that's how we could say it only applies to males and not to females. V'hanira, d'hamitzvi dafka ala kohanim ha'ovdim, d'atorat tzivso lachlok l'cho b'nei Aaron. The Torah commanded to give it out to all the children of Aaron. And the Torah tells them to eat. But when it comes to kachi kalim, says the Sefer Minchas Chinuch, second to last skinny line, ein mitzvah klal. It's just a heter. And then he says the same thing I would say by kohanim who were not roy to do the avoda. What if they were tummy b'shas avoda? They're allowed to eat it, but it's an allowance. It's not a mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv. That's what he says, it must be the chinuch holds. Because he said it only applies to males, even though 10 lines ago he said that it could even apply to kachi kalim. The overall that continuing and finishing up the chinuch, v'loch achal, chalka magia mehen, if somebody violates and does not eat a portion that they could have eaten, bitel asei. If you don't eat it, So then you are mevatel the essay. This relates to a gemara that we mentioned, I think, a couple of days ago in Yuma and Daf Lamites. You mevatel an essay. The gemara says in Yuma that at a time when the lechem hapanim stopped bringing bracha, because the Jews started not acting properly, the tsnuim were moshchin es yedehem. There were certain righteous kohanim that stopped eating from the lechem hapanim. They stopped eating from the lechem hapanim. Isn't that a bitul asay? It's a bitul asay. If you don't eat from the lechem hapanim, it's a bitul asay. So says the Tosfos Yeshanim there in Yuma, Daf Lamites, because they couldn't get a kezias. They couldn't get a kezias. They couldn't do a complete mitzvah. So this is a huge topic the Tosfos Yeshanim gets us into. Is it, what if you only have half a kezias? Right? Almost Shloshim Yom Lefnei Pesach. Almost. 35 days. If I only have half a kezias of matzah, is there any mitzvah for me to eat a half a kezias of matzah? The Shvus Yaakov writes in a tshuva, I think not. I think there's no mitzvah. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, this is Yisraya, the Shulchan Aruch says if somebody makes a shvua not to eat matzah the whole year, they're not allowed to even eat on Pesach. Ask the Shvus Yaakov, what do you mean? Let him eat half a kezias. It's not a violation of the shvua, and yet you'll get a mitzvah. It must be there's no mitzvah to eat a half a kezias. That is a big discussion in the Achronim, chatzi shir when it comes to mitzvahs. We know there's an isser of chatzi, there's a kazav of chatzi shir when it comes to averos. What about a kazav of chatzi shir when it comes to mitzvahs? That's not so clear, but this is one of the sources. One of the main sources is this Gemara in Yuman Daf Lamites. Many suggestions are given how the tsnuim were not mevatel a mitzvah. One of them that we quoted, it's quoted by the Chassam Sofer and the Beis Halevi and others, and that is the mitzvah by kachim is not for each kohen to eat. But it's a mitzvah for the karbanos to be eaten. And if it's a mitzvah to be eaten, as long as it's eaten, the mitzvah's taken care of. I don't have to eat it. Maybe Karban Pesach is special. There everybody has to have a kezias. But other than that, we say that it's a mitzvah to be eaten. So you know, tsnuim, they were moshech yideim, but it was eaten. So maybe that's what's behind this line of the Sefer Chinuch. When is there a bit of a mitzvah? Maybe when I don't eat it, but it doesn't end up being eaten. That's where it ends up being a bitul mitzvah. But if it's eaten by somebody at the end of the day, it could be that there is no bitul essay. That could be. Either way, but that's a discussion here. If you look in Os Beis of the Minchas Chinuch, that's where he discusses whether there is a shir. V'sat pashut de mitzvah asei zu da achila, hi kechala mitzvah sheba achila, v'tzarech shihei kezayis. He assumes that there is a requirement of kezayis here, and there wouldn't be a chiv, if there were no kezayis. Look at just the final paragraph in the Minchas Chinuch. Vayin Mishnah L'Malach, Perek Al Mechaz Maiser Karbanis. The Mishnah L'Malach also has come up before. This is not in the Rambam, but the Mishnah L'Malach suggests that when the Kohanim used to eat these Karbanis, they used to say a special Berachas HaMitzvah. Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvosav, Asher Kedishanu B'Kedushasos Shal Aaron, V'Tzivanu, like the Bracha they say by Duchening. Because it has to do with there being Kohanim. V'Tzivanu L'Echol Chatas, L'Echol Shlamim, L'Echol Kachi Kachim, whatever the Bracha is. Interesting to think of about a Bracha that, Bez Hashem, we will say sometime soon. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue Hashem tomorrow with one more mitzvah of the week, mitzvah 103.